The green license plate bill for child sex predators gets a hearing at the state capitol. Representative Joel Clayfish testifies to the Committee of Criminal Justice about his bill that would more easily identify sexual predators in public. He decided it would be best to tie this bill together with the GPS tracking law for child sex predators.
So the bill that I'm proposing would require a bright green license plate to be utilized by anyone who is being tracked on the GPS tracking system, which takes effect July 1st.
The Oconomowoc Republican says this bill is aimed at the worst of the worst.
These are the most egregious child sex predators. Convicted of first-degree child sexual assault, which is intercourse with an 11-year-old or younger, or second-degree child sexual assault where force, coercion, or violence are used.
Clayfish says if such an individual refuses to drive a car with the specialty plate, they face more prison time or a huge fine. Democrat Representative Fred Kessler questions whether the scarlet license plate law has been proven to work anywhere else or has any potential for working as a deterrent. Clayfish says the bill is about giving the public and the police another tool in understanding who might be a potential danger.
We know that child sex predators and the pedophile mind has one of the higher degrees of recidivism. And so what we're trying to do is give community members one more tool in identifying a potential threat.
Meanwhile, Carson Fraser with the Division of Motor Vehicles testifies that her agency would have significant startup costs, including a one-time cost of $86,300. The bill would restrict them to a specific color and design of the plate, and they would have to make a variety of sizes for different vehicles. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.